Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, invited guests, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. This is Brother Leroy Williams, co-minister of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, along with my co-host, Brother Lewis Parker Jr., minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We come to you tonight with the broadcast, the global broadcast of the Church of Christ. We're on the World Wide Web, the Internet, and we're on the telephone worldwide. If you got a cell phone or a telephone, you have called in to this broadcast tonight, we're glad to have you. And we pray that in time you will invite your friends, relatives, and all of those loved ones whose souls you are concerned about. Nevertheless, you're invited to be a part of, and we thank you for attending this broadcast entitled Bible. Bible, the words B-I-B-L-E, or acronym for Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is God's book of instruction. It is not a novel or a storybook to be read at leisure, for pleasure, or anything like that. But it is a book of instructions on how we must live in order to receive the saving grace of God and the eternal life reward in heaven. And that's what we're here for tonight. We're here to encourage, to rebuke the erring, to correct the unfaithful, and to encourage the strong in the fight of faith, in the ministering of the truth, teaching us that we must deny all ungodliness and worldly lust, that is, the lust of our heart and our flesh. And we must take hold of the matchless love of Jesus Christ and the salvation that is provided in the gospel. The gospel is founded upon three basic concepts. God came and was born in the flesh as a man and lived a perfect human life. He died. He gave his life for the sins of mankind. He was buried in the flesh. And he rose again in the flesh. He rose again bodily. Why? God saved him. God saved that body. It did not see mortal corruption. Even the mortal body of Christ did not experience mortal corruption, though it was dead. It was dead 3 days and nights. But it never saw moral corruption. It did not rot. That's the prophecy of the book of Psalms, where God says, I will not leave your soul in hell. It shall not see corruption. God raised it the morning of the third day for all the world to witness and to know. And today, everything that is taught in the New Testament is the gospel doctrine of Jesus Christ. Well, why do you say that, Brother Williams? Because Jesus established a New Testament, a new covenant, a new will and covenant with mankind. He is God, our Savior. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. He is the living God, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, and we who are obedient to Christ, having our souls washed in the waters of baptism, in the blood of Jesus Christ, being made free from sin, being raised from the spiritual dead, being given new and everlasting life, we are the spiritual body of Christ, or the church of the living God, who is Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, we just want you to know that's the message of the gospel, that you must come to Christ and live righteous and godly and soberly. You live by the wisdom and will of God, not by your own thoughts, not by your own good deeds, because our righteousness is not salvation. God's righteousness is salvation. What is God's righteousness? The shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing can save you. I don't care how many good works or good deeds that you do in life, unless you are covered by the spiritual power of the blood of Jesus Christ, you are not saved, nor can you be saved for eternal life.
Amen.
And the only way to get the blood of Christ, to get under the blood, to be covered by the saving blood of Jesus Christ, to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you must be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to ask you tonight. I forgot to mention it, but we want to ask you tonight. Get your Bible, get your pen and paper out, and take some copious notes, because you're going to need to follow up with Brother Williams and Brother Parker teach you tonight. You need to go and look at it in the Bible for yourself and see if the things that we are speaking are so. The truth is written. It's written for all time. It's been written and available to all mankind since John completed the revelation A.D. 93 while on the Isle of Patmos, that is the Greek island of Patmos in the Mediterranean. John later went back to the mainland where he lived the last few years of his life in Ephesus, where he preached the gospel and ministered the word and the will of God to the church. And so you need to know that the Bible is centuries old. It wasn't written last year. It wasn't written 100 years ago. It wasn't written 500 years ago. It wasn't written 1,500 years ago. It was written and completed over 1,900 years ago. You need to know this, ladies and gentlemen. It's not something new. What I'm teaching is from the Bible. It's not a new teaching. It's only new to those of you who have not heard the truth, who have not obeyed the truth, who have been taught religious lies by false teachers and preachers. That's why it would be new to you, but it's not new. It's right there in your Bible. There is no other church even mentioned in the Bible but the church of Christ. If those words are in the Bible, you don't have to go look it up and figure it out and put two or three scriptures together. It's written right there in the Bible. Write it down. Romans 16 and 16. Salute or greet one another with a holy greeting. The churches of Christ greet you. That's the only churches that you'll ever read about in the Bible. And that's the only church where salvation is. It's in no other church. Christ didn't build but one spiritual church for the entire world, for all of mankind, from the beginning with Adam all the way till he comes again and concludes the existence of humankind on this earth. That's the day of judgment. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is the head of his church. Ephesians chapter 1, 22 and 23. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Amen. He is the head of the body. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23 through 27. He is the head of the body, the church. Colossians 1, 18. The church of Christ and the body of Christ are synonymous. That means they are the same thing. The kingdom of Christ and the church of Christ is synonymous with the body of Christ.
Yeah.
That means they're the same thing. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. If you have been baptized into Christ, you have been transferred out of the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of darkness, damnation, and hell. And you have been transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's Jesus Christ. Everybody knows this. So if you're in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, he is the king of the kingdom, and you're in the body of Christ, and he is the head of the body, and you're in the church of Christ, and he is the husband of the church, then you're in the right church. But I want to talk about the body of Christ tonight, because I talked to a gentleman today, and I've talked to many others before him, even false preachers. And you know what they say? I'm in the body of Christ. We are all in the body of Christ. No matter what church you're a member of, you are in the body of Christ. I'm here to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that is the biggest deceivable lie that Satan has ever perpetrated through his false teachers. It's a lie. There's no Bible for it. Now, as we begin tonight, I want to let you know something. Not only do I want you to get your Bible, write down these scriptures, and take some copious notes, but I want you to know that you are welcome to ask a question at any time you desire in this broadcast. You need to be on your phone. Because if you're on the telephone, you push the number one button on your telephone keypad. Our faithful servant and minister and helper, Brother Brian Brown, is moderating this program tonight. And what he will do is receive your signal and cue you into the call where you can ask your question of us panel of ministers. We have no problem with you asking or questioning what we teach. You are invited and encouraged to ask any question about the Bible and the gospel of Christ and the morality that God teaches us to observe that you desire. We're not going to be talking about politics. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about finance and money. We're talking about the gospel of Christ, the eternal salvation that God offers to every soul that is in the world. And if you got a question about it, you ask us. We'll be glad. We will stop talking and teaching and listen to your question and answer it. You can interrupt us. You don't have to wait until we decide we're through talking. You can interrupt, push the button anytime, and we'll stop, and we'll hear your question. I pray that some honest soul is listening on this call tonight and wants to know the truth about the Word and the will of God, who is open-minded enough to listen to what the Bible says, because that's what we're going to talk about. It's the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, and nothing but the truth. It's the Holy Bible. Now, everybody in the world knows about the Holy Bible. It's written in over 1,500 languages. It's translated in over 1,500 languages around the world. And the record says that the Bible is the most purchased book in the entire world. That means people, 75% of the world don't even worship God, don't serve God at all. But over 75% of the world has bought a Bible. Isn't that interesting? That's something that you need to think about. The Bible is important, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not just a book to buy and put on the shelf and dust off every now and then when you're dusting your bookcase and all that and lay on the table with an open page just for someone to observe the open Bible on your coffee table, your talking table. It is a book of instruction. God intends for us to read and to follow the instructions of his word. It is the revelation of God. You want to know the mind of God? Read your Bible. You want to know what the will of God is? Read your Bible. You want to know what the salvation of God is? Read your Bible. You want to know what church Christ built and died for and paid and married and is saving? Read your Bible. It's all in the Bible. It's prophesied in the Old Testament, and it is revealed and manifest or openly shown in the New Testament. You can't read the Bible and miss it. The only way you miss it, you are being guided by false teaching, false doctrine. You see, the body of Christ is where salvation is. And you got to be in the body of Christ in order to be saved. You can't claim that and not having obeyed the directions to get into the body. What are the directions, Brother Williams? Somebody needs to ask that question, but I'm going to ask it for you because here's the answer. In Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says in verse 4, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death. Why? Because that's where the blood is. He shed his blood in his death. You got to get with the blood. You got to get covered by the blood. You have to be under the blood. So you got to go under the water of baptism with Christ spiritually. Your soul is being baptized, not your body. Your flesh and blood body is not being saved for eternal life. You're going to die. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man to die once, but after this, the soul must go to judgment. The soul is going to be reckoned with by the great judge, Jesus Christ. So we're not talking about wetting the body. The body does get wet, but the soul gets saved when you go down in the watery grave of baptism by faith in the promise and the salvation of God.
Amen.
The Roman letter, the Spirit said that we are buried with Christ by baptism into death. And just like Christ was raised from the dead, we are raised from the spiritual dead to walk in everlasting life. That's the new life. That's the abundant life. Huh? That's the new birth. Huh? That's when you become a born again Christian. Not a born again Baptist. Not a born again Jehovah's Witness. Not a born again Catholic. Not a born again Methodist. But you must be a born again Christian. There are no Baptists, Methodists, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists in the New Testament covenant of God. There are none. Even those who were under the Old Testament and who died faithful to God in their generation, having died with their sins, they have received the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, which he took with him in his death, and he freed them from the prison of their sins. Now, where is that at, ladies and gentlemen? Read and study the context of 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 19 through 22. Just study it. He went into the grave, the prison, okay? If you die in your sins, you are lost in the prison of your sins and condemned to eternity in hell. We're going to spend eternity somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to spend eternity in heaven. or you're going to spend eternity in hell. The Bible says that that's what's going to happen. So you got to make a choice. You got to choose salvation. If you don't choose salvation, you automatically choose the other option. There ain't but two options, heaven or hell. Choose heaven, live right, die, and go to heaven. Choose hell, live wrong, die, and go to hell. Why do you know whether you're right or wrong? Read your Bible. So truth is revealed in the Bible. It's the revelation of the mind of God and the will of God for our eternal salvation. God didn't create hell for man. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. That's where God knocked Lucifer and all of his angels to when he kicked them out of heaven. They couldn't go nowhere else but to hell. If you don't go to heaven, you can't go nowhere else but to hell. So this is why we preach the gospel of salvation of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Spirit, by the hand of Apostle Paul, speaks to the church of Christ that assembled in the city of Rome and said that the gospel of Christ is God's power to save the souls of everyone who obeys it, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Because in the gospel of Christ is the revelation of the eternal salvation of God for every generation. From Adam till today, the gospel is the revelation of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to be saved by Jesus Christ if you want to go to heaven. But you're going to have to obey him. He gives eternal life to those who obey him. Romans chapter 8. Chapter 5, brother, and verse number 8 and 9. He gives eternal life to those who obey him. He is the producer. He is the author. He is the genesis of eternal life to those who obey him. You got to obey Christ. That's the only way one can be saved. Let's take a moment, ladies and gentlemen, and let's have a word of prayer. We're going to ask God to bless our hearts tonight, to bless this ministry and message of ministry tonight. And then we're going to go on with the broadcast tonight. And I'm going to invite and allow my brother Lewis Parker Jr., minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, to come on and declare more of the gospel truth to you. But let's have a word of prayer and a few more words from yours truly, and I'll pass it on to Brother Park. Righteous God and Holy Father, we're thankful for the life that you have given us. We're thankful for the physical life that we have today, dear God. Many of us are in our health and strength. Many of us are sickly and weak, but we still have the ability, dear God, to live and to move and to have a earthly and a human existence. We are thankful, dear God, for the eternal life that we who are in Christ have as a promise, as an inheritance, as a reality of our lives. We are grateful, dear God, for the instruction that shows us how to live our eternal life while yet in these vile bodies. Knowing, dear God, that our soul is going to be redeemed from these vile bodies in the day of revelation and judgment for the evil world. God, we know that as saints, we're not going to be judged. Judgment is punishment. As saints, we're going to be saved for everlasting life in heaven. And we're looking forward to it, dear God. We're looking forward to hearing those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter ye in to the joys of your Lord. That's the goal of the Christian life and the Christian person, is to go to heaven and be with Christ for all eternity.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for this privilege and this responsibility that we as men of God, as gospel preachers and ministers of truth, have to proclaim your gospel, to proclaim your word to generations of men around the world in various languages. Oh, yes, this broadcast is being interpreted and translated into the language of all of those who are listening, who are on the internet. You can hear it in your own language. And so we're glad for that, dear God. We appreciate the Darien Loop Assembly of the Church of Christ, who have been responsible in paying for this broadcast. And we just pray that you'll continue, dear God, to bless it, and that many souls will come to Christ as a result of hearing and obeying the truth. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you over to Brother Parker in just a minute. I want to say a couple of more things as a matter of point. And like I said, you can question us. I'm going to tell you something. There is a claim that many people have in religion today that I'm a member of the body of Christ. But at the same token, they also declare they are not a member of that church called the Church of Christ. Well, let me explain something to you and reiterate and verify it again. You cannot be a member of the spiritual body of Christ unless you are a member of the spiritual church of Christ.
Amen.
Unless you are a member of the spiritual kingdom of Christ. Unless you are a member of the church of the living God, who is Christ. Unless you are saved by the blood of Christ, who is the Savior of the faithful. You have to obey the gospel of Christ. That's the commandment of Christ. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus commands the gospel to be preached and for men to obey the gospel by being baptized according to faith. That's the only way you can be saved. When you are baptized, according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 41 and verse number 47, you are saved and are added to the church of the Lord. The Lord adds you to the church, not the preacher, not the pope, not the pastor, not the father, not the priest. The Lord adds you to the church. What church is the Lord adding you to? His church. What is the Lord's church? What is the name? Church of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, the church of Christ is declared to be the body of Christ. It's declared to be the wife of Christ. Read it, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 33. God is talking about the relationship of the church to her husband, Jesus Christ. We are saved in the body of Christ. How do you get into the body of Christ? You must be baptized into Christ. Know ye not, Romans chapter 6, verse 3, know ye not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ, put on Christ? Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, for we are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You have been baptized into the church of Christ. You have not been baptized into Christ. Because to be baptized into Christ is to be baptized into his body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, for by one Holy Spirit are we all baptized into one body and have been all made to drink of the same Holy Spirit. In verse 27 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. The church doesn't belong to any man. The church don't belong to the pastor. The pastor didn't build Christ's church. The pastor didn't build Christ's house. Christ built his own church. Matthew 16, 18, I will build my church. He didn't lie. He built it. All we can do is establish an assembly of fellowship with Christ by obedience to that same gospel.
Amen.
The Church of Christ assembles in various cities, towns, and places all over the earth. It is a worldwide church because it is a worldwide kingdom for the souls of men. I hope you got that, ladies and gentlemen, because that's why the Roman letter says, the churches of Christ salute you. We are greeting one another by the Holy Spirit of God. That's the Holy Gift. The Holy Spirit in our lives. Peter taught. Peter didn't preach in the Roman Catholic Church. He was never in the Roman Catholic Church. He died in 67 AD. The Roman Catholic Church didn't even get started till after 325 AD, after the Council of Nicene, in which the last emperor of Rome declared Christianity as a state religion. And the pagan emperor worship started converting to a Christian type of assembly, and it evolved as the Holy Roman Church, which today we call the Roman Catholic Church. It is not Christ's church. Christ's church existed 300 years before the Holy Roman Church ever got started. And it wasn't even founded until 606 AD by not the first pope, which was Linus. They say he's the first pope in 67. It wasn't founded by him. He was over that emperor cult that started out being the church, Holy Roman Church in 325. But they claim he's the first pope of the Holy Roman Church after Peter. They were pope at the same time. In other words, Peter died in 67, and he became pope in 67. But I'm telling you something, Peter never was a pope. Neither was Linus. He was no pope. That's just their lying dossier. That's their historical record. They got a lying history that supports their lying doctrine. And you can read that in their lying Bible because it's in there. It's not in the Word of God. There's no pope in the Word of God. There's no Catholic Church in the Word of God. Peter was never a minister or member of the Catholic Church. He was a minister and member of the Church of Christ. Peter was not a pope. He didn't even qualify to be a pope. Peter was married with children. He was not only an apostle, he was an elder in the Jerusalem church. And everybody knows, according to the scriptures, that elders who are also pastors, who are also overseers, who are also preachers, who are also pastors and shepherds, have to be the husband of one wife and have faithful children. Peter didn't qualify to be a pope. He was married. He had a mother-in-law. That's right. He had a mother-in-law. Jesus healed his mother-in-law. So we can stop that lie tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Peter was not the first pope of the Catholic Church. It did not exist. It is not even spoken of in the Bible. Only the Church of Christ. You have to be baptized into the Church of Christ. When you're baptized into the body of Christ, you're baptized into the Church of Christ because the church is his body. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. He is the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Is that plain enough English for our audience tonight? I believe if you're honest in your heart that you'll agree with the scripture that the church of Christ is the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is the church of Christ. And if you're not in the church of Christ, you're not in the body of Christ, nor can you be in the body of Christ except you obey the gospel of Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. There's nothing can replace that. There's no exception to that rule for anybody. You can believe what you want to believe. You can believe a lie. But if you do, you will die and go to hell. You will not be saved in glory with Christ in heaven. God bless you. I'm going to turn it over now to my co-minister, Brother Parker, who will have the message, the final message for this evening and close us out. Brother Parker, you have the floor. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year to you, Doc, also. We are asking you to open up your Bible. You know, the Bible could be an acronym, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. And we need to be instructed on how to leave this earth. Because, Lord have mercy, there are billions, if not trillions, of people who are going to hell. Only a few will be saved. You know, if you got trillions going to hell, it'll be nice for a million or more to go to heaven. Amen. But a very few shall be saved. And in our nation today, people could care less about heaven or hell. All they're concerned about is feeling good. Amen. Feeling good. Amen. And that's all they care about. No love is involved. Amen. Only the love of Satan. Amen. They love to have a good time. Love to drink and have alcohol. Love some alcohol. Love some to stay high and very good. That's their heaven. Their heaven is in the drugs and alcohol and the foolishness on planet Earth. Not about but the Bible. The Bible could be an acronym. Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E. Amen. And it will instruct you. Amen. Because you're going to leave this earth. All of us going to leave this earth. There'll be some when Jesus comes back, but they will be judged to go to heaven or hell. Amen. And it's going to happen. Christ will be back to judge everyone. And we need to know this, and we need to understand this. But people are so happy about trying to make as much money as they can. So they can keep drinking that alcohol and smoking that dope and shooting that heroin and everything else to feel good. That's that heaven a lot of folks are achieving, staying high and drunk and acting crazy on planet Earth. Amen. And they don't understand that they could care less about that. They could care less about it. And then you got a lot of so-called fake preachers on planet Earth. Amen?
Amen.
They have their own churches, their own doctrines, and all they want to do is to make the people feel good. And the biggest thing that they do in there is pass that plate, raise that money. Amen? You can even measure into something that's on television. Just measure to their headquarters and everything. There's only one church in the Bible. And that church is the church of Christ, the one that Jesus came from heaven and lived and established that church, shed his blood for it, and went back to heaven, left the basic instruction for us to follow, to save our souls, and not only that, to live the greatest and finest life you could ever live on planet Earth as a Christian in the only church on planet Earth. And that church is the Church of Christ, headquarters in heaven. All the other churches on this earth have a headquarters somewhere on planet Earth. Amen. Christ died and went back to heaven after he died and shed his blood for for us all to be saved. And the basic instructions are in the Bible on what to do. And all the other churches, other than the Church of Christ, their headquarters is on planet Earth. And that's pathetic. That's pathetic. And you can't go to heaven with a church that is on, whose headquarters is on planet Earth, because the Bible tells us there's only one Bible. And the Bible tells us that when Christ died, he went back to heaven. Amen. And then he left the basic instructions of that Bible for us to follow those instructions and be in that one church that's in the Bible. And when we live right and die right, we will go to heaven with him on the day of judgment. And not only that, we'll be in a safe place before the judgment day. Amen. So we got to understand. That's what the Bible is here. Heaven and earth shall pass away, Jesus said, but my word shall stand forever. Nobody on planet Earth is going to destroy the word of God. There are a lot of fake Bibles and fake teachings out here, but the word of God is here. And that's taken a lot of people to hell, because they come, they want to go somewhere and the people are telling them what they want to hear. Amen? Tell them what they want to hear. And they can become members of any kind of church out there other than the Church of Christ. Many don't do, because they hear the gospel. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. It's here now. And we have to preach that doctrine. And the only way you can become a member of that church that's in the Bible, you got to hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Then you walk in the footsteps of Jesus and live right. Heaven can be your eternal life. Amen. We have members even in church. And you know, some people say, make that so easy. You know, we're not making it that easy for you. Once you become a member of the only church in the Bible, which is the Church of Christ, you must follow the basic instructions of the Bible to the day you die. Amen. A lot of people in the only church, Church of Christ on planet Earth, where many are going to go to hell if they don't keep on living right. We do not tell people that you become a member of the Church of Christ by hearing the word, believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, and being buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Amen. But when you rise up out of that water, you have been cleansed of all your past sins. But then you have to walk in the basic instructions of the Bible to make it to heaven. Amen. Only one church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. You become a member, as I have said earlier. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized makes you a member of the Church of Christ. The only church. And then you have to live until the day you die righteously. Amen.
Brother Park,
in order to go to heaven. Yes, sir. Question.
Brother Park, we got a question.
Yes, sir.
I was told recently that a person say, I'm a member of the body of Christ. But see, I'm not a member of the Church of Christ because they won't let me play my musical instrument in worship. What kind of music does God require in his worship?
Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. Amen? No mechanical instruments of music are in the Bible for the church that's in the Bible. Amen? It's not a Sunday morning nightclub. Amen?
No.
It's about you going and worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Any other thing, question about that? Any other, well, can anybody else prove it differently? If you're online, just speak in and tell us something that you think about. Amen. Because the Bible has taught us what to do. Amen. And we've got to learn to live like that. See, Satan want to get as many people to go to hell as he can. I guess he wants the whole earth to go to hell. Amen. So he gives the people what the people want. And the churches are doing that. A lot of the churches, amen, and a lot of the so-called preachers are happy to have all that good music in there. Amen. They get, make people feel good and pass that plate 5 or 6 times on a Sunday morning. Amen. Because it's all about the money. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's not about teaching the doctrine. Amen. You go to the world of churches, they're not trying to preach to you to keep you out of hell. They're trying to preach to you to get that money. Amen.
Amen.
And then make you converted to. Yes, sir. What do you say?
They're trying to keep you in a man-made church religion. But in Hebrews 13 and 15, the Bible says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him through Jesus Christ. What is the fruit of the lips? Is a voice of faith and obedience to God. That's what it
Amen.
Is. It's not blowing a trumpet or playing a harp or
Amen.
Playing an organ or piano. And people reject the Church of Christ and its doctrine because its doctrine does not include men using instruments of music made by men, but it insists on we use the instrument of music that is created by God.
Amen.
And that's the human voice.
Amen. Well, we can see how cold-blooded Satan is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He has men giving people what they want to hear and make them feel good. Amen. A lot of them come out of the clubs on that Saturday night or early Sunday morning whenever they come out of the hotel, motel, holiday, let they in, committing fornication and adultery up in there and been drinking and smoking dope all night long, and they come to church and the preacher just make them feel even better. The so-called preachers out there make them feel because you got to pass plate. Amen. Get the last dime if they can. Amen. And don't pass it just one time. The whole thing about them is passing the plate. Tell the people what they want to hear and pass the plate. And if that's not enough, y'all, we're a little short. We're a little short here. We're about a little short. We're going to pass the plate again, you know. And they'll sit you there. Many of them do that. Pass that plate, and they let the brothers go back and count the money, and they tell them they're a little short, and pass it again. As long as they can to keep draining the people. It's about the money. It's not about the word of God. We have been commanded to 2 Timothy chapter 4 to preach the word. He gives them in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, it is here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers have an itching ear, and it shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. We have that. Now, that's out in the world already, been in the world, and it's going to stay out there in the world. But in some of our churches of Christ now, when you preach strong doctrine, the people get together and then let you go fire. Amen. Because they want somebody to make them feel good in the Church of Christ. Amen? That's why we've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. You don't get up there and tell the people, if you're in the Bible, if it's in the Bible, God told us to prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And when you know it's in the Bible, hold fast to it. Amen? If they want to fire you, I've been fired in time past. I started preaching when I was 8 years old, but I was preaching sound, straight up doctrine. I was taught and trained that as a child, amen, to never stop preaching the word of God and never stop preaching about hell, amen. There's only one church you can be saved in. That's the church of Christ. It's in the Bible, amen. Christ died and shed his blood that me and Matt have a right to the tree of life. And we've got to keep preaching the doctrine. And if people don't want to hear it, they got a right to go to hell if they want to. You got your right. Amen. If you don't want to hear the gospel, don't go in there and try to tear the church up. Just go ahead and take yourself to hell. Amen? That's all you got to do. You know, you got a choice, heaven or hell. And which one you want to go to, make your choice. But don't come into the church of Christ, the only church in the Bible, and try to condemn the church there. No, just go to hell. Amen? That's the simplest route you can make.
Amen.
You got to do nothing but get out there and do anything you want to do and live like you want to live and don't ever try to worship or nothing like that. And you can go directly to hell. Amen. We've got to keep preaching the gospel. Amen. We're in a generation now of people that don't too much care about nothing. Amen. A great nation. Amen. And they're so proud about the great nation and everything. God doesn't mean anything. And that happened to many nations in the Bible. Amen. Look at the great nation that fell over in the Old Testament. Amen. And we've got to keep the word of God going and teaching it and living it in front of them. Amen. And they can see the blessing. God is going to always bless his own. Amen. Now, if you just want to go to hell, forget about church. Amen. If you're listening tonight to us and everything and you just don't want to go to hell, just go ahead on to hell. Amen. Just do that.
Amen.
But the word of God, see, it upsets a lot of people. Tell them that they must live right. Amen. You can't go to the nightclub on weekends and every night drinking and smoking that dope and carrying on, amen, committing adultery and fornication and everything consistently, amen. It's just messed up now. You look at a nation like that, just messed up, amen. It's just grown wild and crazy. Not even been raised right, amen. They're fornicating as soon as they get wanting to have sex. And they started in teenagers and stuff that are still out there just doing anything they want to do, having babies, and they going to those homes and stuff like that and giving them weight and all that. We have to keep preaching the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And we've got to be faithful until death. Amen? So we've got to keep with it and telling people out there, preaching that word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, what did Paul say? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in this age now. He said, for the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. We're in that generation right now. Amen. A lot of young men, and it's not wrong, they go to colleges, Bible colleges, and get degrees to come out, and they come to a church, and if they got degrees and everything, the people that they come to, most of the churches that want to treat them right, they want them to do as they are told to do, not to preach that word. Amen? I remember when I was growing up, there were preachers preach a sermon on Sunday morning, and the brethren will beat him in the church, whip him down. I've known several, that were beaten in the church, amen. And that brought us, those are the brethren that helped bring us where we are, amen. You know, the preachers lived in parsonages, amen. If they didn't do what they wanted them to do, they kicked them out. I know one preacher had 5 kids and a wife, amen. And he was preaching a sound doctrine. And he stayed in the parsonage. Amen? So they took all his furniture and everything and threw him out of the parsonage. Other churches had picked up him, put him in houses where they were, and everything else to try to, many of preachers in the Church of Christ, that happened to a lot of them, amen? And we need to know that how we grew up to where we are now, a lot of men suffered for it, amen?
That's right.
Some were beaten in churches after they preached the gospel. We've got to keep preaching the word of God. We have quite a few converted people nowadays. Let's just preach it. Preach it. Amen. Because it's not you. He told us to preach the word, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in this age now, the time has come. Paul said, will come, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, after their own crazy desires, teach to themselves. Teachers have an itch in ears. And these are preachers that they can control. Amen. I preached at churches where they church the leading brothers, and that some of them had leading brothers, and some of the elders had meetings with me and told me, why you got to preach on that? Why you got to do this? Why you got to do that? Amen. I resigned from some churches like that, and some fired.
Yeah.
Amen. Which is all right with me, because I know what Paul told us to do, 2 Timothy 4. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering doctrine, for this time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves. Teachers have an itch in ears. And that's why so many churches of Christ are falling nowadays. Many of them have shut down. There are a lot of Church of Christ buildings, used to be Church of Christ buildings, empty right now. Amen. Because they're going to try to make you preach what they want to hear. If you got the name Church of Christ on your church building, amen, that means that you want the biblical teachings, amen. And when you preach the Bible, that's it, amen. And, brethren, if you're listening, you're preachers every day, preach that sermon I keep telling you to preach. What in hell do you want? Amen.
All right.
Now, the danger of that to you would be you might get fired. But you're preaching the gospel. And that's a good test you can put on the people where you preach. Amen. Because if people know that the only way they can not go to hell is to be in the Church of Christ. And if they're in the Church of Christ, they got to be converted and understand that they should have no desire to want to go to hell. Amen.
None.
That's what we got to understand. That's what it said. That's why Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We in that generation now, the time will come, Paul said, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers. Fire you and get somebody that they want. Heap to themselves teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. There are many churches of Christ throughout the nation that have decided that you got to do as they tell you to do to be the minister. No, that was never, never God saying. We were commanded to preach the word. Preach it when it's seasonable. Preach it when it's unseasonable. Keep rebuking them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. And we're in that age now, for the time will come, it's here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine. But I say, oh, look, they'll fire you. And heap to themselves teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn them their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. Amen. And a lot of these guys that go to colleges and learn how to preach, go to the college institutions, come out, they know how to just make them feel good. Amen. And I like the old style preachers that just definitely preach the word. Do you not know that Churches of Christ, and I remember I was growing up as a young boy in the church. I started preaching when I was 8 years old, but I loved what those older preachers were doing. And many of them, even at the church that I was going to, were fired and put out of the parsonage. Amen? And their furniture put on the streets, the one that didn't have nowhere else to go. But we had churches over in Houston and other areas that will take them in and try to help them and everything else like that. So we've got to keep with the doctrine going on. But now we have too many preachers in the Church of Christ telling the folk what they want to hear. Amen?
Yeah.
And especially many of the guys, you know, they go to the colleges and stuff and get the degrees and everything. They come out making big time money going to churches that have been put up, and they telling the people what they want to hear. It's rare for you to hear a preacher teach on hell nowadays. Amen. That's a good sermon. Let me, just the subject of that sermon is, what in hell do you want? What's down there? I was given that sermon as a youngster preaching. Some of the older preachers then, the ones who were kicked out of the parsonages and fired and running out there broke and had people had to help them and go on and everything. Amen? What in hell do you want? Amen?
Right.
And we look in churches nowadays, they want you to say the thing that you got to say and everything. You know, some of the members in the church, if they got leadership there, and sometimes elders or leading brothers in the church, if you preach on a sermon about hell, I've had them meet with the brothers, the leading brothers or elders, and then they'll call me and tell me that they need to talk to me. Amen? Well, look, if you don't want me to preach on hell, you may as well take my resignation. Amen? I don't need to there since you don't want to hear nothing about hell. There's only one church on planet Earth that you must be and faithful to it until the day you die in order to go to heaven. Everybody, even out there in the world, with all those different religious groups out there in the world, that's why they get so much money, because they tell people they can go to hell. But they don't want to preach the Bible. Amen? When you preach the Bible, there are basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen? And you got to preach them strongly, continuously. Amen? And you know the power of the Word of God is? The power is it will convert people. Amen? But the masses of people don't want to hear nothing about the Bible. They feel they're going to heaven. And we got the biggest church, the biggest so-called church on earth, giving the people what they want to hear. And that's why they got so many people in there. Amen? The richest so-called church on planet earth. Amen? We've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen? And receiving those blessings from Christ. Amen? That's what we've got to do. Preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, we're in it right now. Men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, speak to themselves. Teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. That's what they're trying to do to us in the Church of Christ. Many of them. Amen. Many of them.
Yep.
But the leadership of the Church of Christ, the leader is the Word of God. What you preach is in the Bible. But they don't want to hear all of that that's in the Bible. Amen? Yep. Some churches don't even want you to preach on hell. Amen? Get your sermon and whatever subject you give it. I got a good popping one. What in hell do you want? Amen?
All right.
And I've had leadership in the church. I preached that where elders were and where leading the brothers were, and they had a meeting with me after the service. Why you got to preach on hell? Well, why y'all in the only church on planet Earth? That's to keep you out of hell. Why can't I preach that sermon? Because the point is to keep people living right, doing right, so they can avoid going to hell. Amen? Because you don't know how long you're going to be here. Amen?
Ooh.
preach it. Amen. We were commanded, 2 Timothy chapter 4, to preach the word. Be instant in season, preach it when it's seasonable. Be instant out of season, when people don't even care about it. Just keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, Paul told us, that men will not endure sound doctrine. We're in that generation now. Yeah. They don't want sound doctrine anymore. Let's get back to it. Stick with it. Amen. That's what we were told to do and commanded to do. If you're listening tonight, we want you to understand that if you're preaching, get back with that book and preach the doctrine. What people want to do, just like they look at television. Look at those worldly preachers out there that's telling them what they want to hear and tell them all of them going to heaven anyway and pass that plate.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Pass that plate 3 or 4 times on a Sunday morning.
Mm.
Well, if you see they tell them they're all going to heaven, then tell them, that just wasn't enough money. We got to pass the plate again. Pathetic.
James.
Let's stick with the word of God. The gospel, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, we're in it right now, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, heap to themselves, teachers, fire you and get somebody going to tell them what they want to hear. You see a lot of that going on now. Amen. A preacher comes to preach the doctrine of Christ, and he's preaching strong doctrine. Amen. The members get to complaining and everything, and the leadership complaining. They'll give you your resignation. Say, you got to go now. Amen. See, I never thought I'd see that in this age, but I've been a part of it. I've seen people, the brothers, fire me. Amen. Just fire me.
Yeah.
Amen, and that's pitiful. I was at one church where it wasn't very many members, and they were struggling and everything, but I was preaching that doctrine so soundly until they decided to just fire me. Amen?
Yeah.
We've got to understand. And then after that, the church shut down after they fired me. A few months after that, they closed the church down. A lot of the older preachers will tell me that's what happened. A lot of the churches of Christ have closed the doors, and those buildings are empty. A worldly church have bought a lot of them and everything. Amen. We've got to keep preaching the word of God. Only a few shall be saved. Amen. And a few could be saved, multi-millions going to heaven. But there may be millions going to hell. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. We're in that generation. Brethren, keep preaching the word of God. Don't worry about anything. God takes care of his own. Amen?
Amen.
He will bless you. Just keep living right and preaching right, and God will take care of you. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
And you'll see the results of the churches and the people that didn't want to accept the word of God. They're going to receive their punishment. Amen? And we have to keep on preaching it. Don't ever stop preaching the word of God. Jesus is coming back. Amen. And that will happen. He's going to take care of his own when you preach it and teach it. Amen. Are there any questions? Anybody else have something to say? If not, if you're listening, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, the only church Bible, you've got to hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe the word, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism. Baptism, Acts 2:37-38. That puts you into the only church on planet Earth, the Church of Christ. Amen. And if you're a near one, find the one closest to you in your area if you're listening, and visit the Church of Christ and become a member of the only church in the Bible and follow the basic instructions of the Bible till the day you die. You live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and then an everlasting life in heaven after you pass this earth and pass away in heaven eternally with Christ. Amen? And you'll see it in your life as long as you stay faithful to the obedience of God's word in the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. God bless you and keep us living. Preachers, keep preaching that sound doctrine as we're doing tonight all the time, and let the folk know. Amen. Johnson Williams, anybody?
All right. Brother Johnson's not with us tonight. Let's have a word of prayer to close out of our worship service tonight. We want to remember all of our preaching brethren, our faithful brethren, in their time physical illness. We also want to remember every member of the Lord's church who is ill. And we pray for the sick in general, that if it's God's will, they might be healed through their proper actions and medicines and doctors. Let us pray.
Amen.
God, our Father, thank you for our life, and thank you for your word. Thank you for the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. We say a special prayer for all of those ministers among us who are preaching the truth, faithful ministers of the Church of Christ. We pray, dear God, a special prayer for Brother Johnson, that as he is currently ill and unable to share with us as a soldier of the cross, and his illness, that you will bless him, give him health and strength once again, that he might be able to continue to be a faithful and an effective gospel preacher in your ministry. Pray a special prayer for Parker, Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is my co-minister on this panel tonight. Brother Parker is not in the best of health, but he had the desire, he had the will and the faith to come and be a part of our regular ministry, preaching the gospel and the word of God to the salvation of the souls of men and women worldwide. Father, thank you. Thank you for such men who go into foreign countries and mission fields around the world, trying to convert men to the true gospel of Christ. We're not talking about false preachers. We're talking about ministers of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Who go and teach the truth, the gospel doctrine of Christ, who baptize souls into Christ by faith in the truth. God,
Amen.
We are just praying you continue to bless the word and the work of ministry, that much and everlasting good fruit will come from it. We pray, Heavenly Father, for every member of the Lord's church, both here and worldwide. Pray
Amen.
That we'll all make it up in our mind to serve you, dear God, from a mind of faith, true faith, that is, belief and obedience. Not
Amen.
Belief only. Belief only does not save. Obedience
Amen.
According to faith in the truth. That's our guarantee of your grace and your salvation. Help us to
Amen.
Be repentant of our sins, and forgive us, dear God, of those sins that we have repented of, that we might be strengthened in the power and might from the truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you all to be back on this radio broadcast on this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. Be back on this radio broadcast, and this is going to be our night for questions. Bring your questions. Bring your questions about faith and salvation and gospel and church and any questions that might disagree with what we have said tonight, bring your questions and let's answer them by the Bible. The book of the Lord. Let God's word be true and every man's word a lie. Praise God. God bless you. And Brother Parker, God bless you. Brother Brown, and to all of those, our radio audience tonight, may God bless us all until we meet again. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.